Hi there, and thanks for joining us on Behind the Investigation. I've got a very special guest today, Andy Perotti. I'm always obsessed with your work. Today's story is no different. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So this is about a school district which you are familiar with because you've done some work previously, but it is a different topic, chronic absenteeism. How did you find out about the story?
Yeah, so a lot of people ask, how do you get your stories? And this is one of those cases where the mother emailed us in our inbox, just like, you know, dozens of people do a day. And this mother's name's Melanie Starlett, and she emailed to say, my son was kicked out of school for chronic absenteeism. And I didn't really understand why would you get kicked out of school for not going to school. And then I also thought immediately my mind went to, oh, this must be like a senior, junior in high school or something. This is actually a seven-year-old child who was in kindergarten. And what we learned is that it wasn't just that the mother was, you know, having her son at home.
Yeah.
She was having real serious issues trying to make sure that he was getting some special screenings. He suffers some multiple learning disabilities. So this is what we found out.
You, the parties named above, are commanded to be and appear.
Melanie Starlett waits to be seen by a juvenile court judge at the Newton County Courthouse this past January.
Are you nervous?
There to face criminal charges because her seven-year-old son, Larkin, missed too many days in school.
For truancy.
Like you're in court because the school district reported you.
That is correct.
A crime in Georgia that carries fines or 30 days in jail.
Are you scared?
Yeah.
It was an assault on my character, is what I felt. See.
In addition to facing criminal charges, her son was also kicked out of West Newton Elementary for absenteeism. School records obtained by Atlanta News First show Larkin missed 22 days of school since August. But that's not the full story. Most of the absences were marked by the school as excused.
Is that the tree?
Melanie says many were for medical appointments for Larkin, like a psychological evaluation and speech and language screenings.
You can wear your hat if you want to.
It's Mario time.
Her son suffers from multiple learning disabilities.
He says, I'm not smart. He says, I wish I could talk right. I know my mouth doesn't work right.
When he says that, how does that make you feel?
It breaks my heart that he's been made to feel that way.
According to those same school records, the list of unexcused absences on his record were for days recorded after the school kicked him out on November 10th.
So the document looks like I was just not sending my child to school. But he was actually disenrolled from the school.
Stephen Owens is the education director at the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute.
This isn't an isolated problem. This is a statewide, nationwide issue we've seen that's going to take a bigger response than just, let's take the parents to court.
Records show the Newton County School District removed at least 453 students for absenteeism since 2020. 50 from elementary schools, a figure in line with other similar districts. According to the Georgia Department of Education, nearly a quarter of all students in the state were chronically absent from school last year. Owen says the problem impacts low-income families the most, like Melanie, a single mom.
Then make sure all these ones get it.
It's an issue of resources. It's not an issue of how much the parents care. The parents do care. They want their kids at school. It's just that a lot of times they might not have reliable transportation. They might not have health insurance.
But we're not going to give up, are we?
Back in court, Melanie's hearing lasted just 3 minutes, 10 seconds. The judge ordering her to return in 60 days after the school approved her request to enroll Larkin into a temporary homebound teaching program. Speaking out now to warn other parents.
To prevent this from happening to someone else because, you know, these children are missing out on education.
So this is really interesting, Andy. I mean, we could raise the question, was that a bit heavy-handed by the district? But ultimately, this case has been figured out, at least in the court system, right? What's next for the family?
So unfortunately, this mother has to go back to court sometime in March in front of a judge to find out whether this program that she has put her child in, by the way, the school district only approved it after recommending criminal charges against her and kicking her son out into this program, to find out whether it's working, to find out whether this child is you know, being seen by a teacher.
And this case is specific because this child's issues and making sure they have the access to resources. And it's so phenomenal that you profiled this family, but this goes beyond this family. I like that you brought in the other data for the rest of the state. It seems like chronic absenteeism is an issue for Georgia.
Yeah, just like that expert, that education director at the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute said that this is a national, this is a state problem. 23% of all children in Georgia last year were considered chronically absent. So what's the definition of chronically absent? It's missing 10% of the school year. That's about 18 days. That's almost a month of missing school. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of factors for that. But the main thing is that most of these parents want their kids in school, but they have transportation issues. Maybe they don't have insurance and they have to go to multiple doctors or their child's sick. So it's more of a systemic societal issue mm-hmm. that school districts probably can't handle on their own. But what some believe is that sending the parents to court is simply not the answer.
What's been the reaction to this story so far, whether it's from the district, teachers that work in the district, or just community members? What's been the response?
I think the response, at least socially online, is that they feel bad for this mom, and they've had this experience happen to them as well. And they wish that the school districts wouldn't have to automatically go this route this happens, and instead of maybe meeting the parent in the middle of like, hey, what resources do you need? We don't want to send you to court, or at least maybe warning them like, hey, you're a few absences away from having to go to court. Like, what can we do?
Yeah.
According to her, that simply didn't happen.
Yeah. Your heart really just breaks for this family, and we'll definitely continue with their specific case. But, you know, chronic absenteeism, it is an issue. It seems like those barriers have become even more nuanced after the pandemic. So it's such an important topic, important work. Thanks so much for this story, Andy. And to our viewers and our listeners, don't forget you can watch and listen to Behind the Investigation across all platforms. Thanks so much for joining us.